You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, hockey fans, I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray. We host the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network.
We're lifelong hockey fans who talk about the game and the lifestyle. Our guests include professional hockey players.
My rookie party had to wear Speedo, and then we had a checklist of stuff we had to do.
Here we go, Gaber. What do you got to say? And it's kind of like, you know better than that now, boys.
I got dressed for the Bruins. Get a phone call. He's like, dude, we need you over here by the elevator. You got to get downstairs. You got to get dressed right now.
Started playing the like, dun, 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 dun. And I turned it around and it had the Olympic rings and said, we did it.
NHL team hockey reporters.
I actually took the Stanley Cup to this ice bar where they've got now girls around them and I've got a fur coat on.
I wonder who he should have checked over here. And then I looked down at my favorite
hockey fans.
The entire bar was lined with guys in Kings jerseys. We quickly realized, oh my gosh, this is the dad's trip.
And we bring unique hockey stories to light.
Coming back to England, 24 rinks in the entire country. That's where the problem starts with the sport of ice hockey here.
Canadian Blind Hockey Association, those few kids we interviewed, their whole week is built around Sunday at the rink. They're just hockey players.
We don't agree on everything.
Pineapple goes on pizza.
No, it does not.
I think it does.
But we do agree that there are many people and places that build the House of Hockey.
New episodes every Tuesday. Come on in to the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Hello, LA Kings fans, and welcome to episode 143 of the Kings. And yes, that is right. We're getting rid of the seasons. I went back. I counted them all up. This is episode 143 of the Kings, and as always, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Jordy Cunningham. Thank you so much for joining us here on, once again, episode 143 of season 2. Episode 143 of the Kings. And I'm going to have to get used to changing that. Yes, I went back. I counted all the episodes up. We decided to get rid of the seasons. We're just going to keep count of every episode. This is episode 143, and this is an exciting one, folks, because next week, the LA Kings will be on the ice. Yes, that is right. Development camp is going on right now, but next week, training camp starts. How exciting is that? Training camp starts next week. Hockey is right around the corner. Can you believe it? And we are going to get a very, very exciting training camp, a very exciting season. The LA Kings, actually just today, Wednesday, as I'm recording this, Thursday, as you're listening to this, announced their schedule. And in 1 week, next Thursday, is when training camp starts. There'll be three groups, group A, B, and C. It all starts next Thursday, September 23rd, and goes on until the season starts. And it's going to be exciting. It is an exciting time. It's going to be three straight days of training camp, and then a showcase scrimmage game. And then on the Monday, it'll be Monday the 27th, it'll be practice. And then the first preseason game against the Arizona Coyotes. It is a very exciting time. Again, hockey right around the corner. I said this last episode. That's such a great time for sports. Such a great time. Hockey is just starting training camp. Basketball is going to start training camp soon. Football has started. Week one has started. We'll get into that. And, of course, baseball is in full swing. Playoff race. The Dodgers punched their ticket last night, two nights ago now, to the postseason. So they're back in the postseason. They're looking to repeat. They're looking to go back to back. It's an exciting time for sports. And actually, speaking of that, I'll touch on this right now. The LA Kings were at the Dodgers game the other night. Onze Kopitar threw out the first pitch. I believe that was last Friday. And it was funny. I think the Kings Twitter account tweeted out that LA asked them, that the Dodgers asked the Kings to bring one player, and the Kings brought 20 players. Yes, 20 players to the night. And that's awesome. When you see camaraderie like that between teams in the same city, that's awesome. That's really, really cool. So to see that is really cool. So again, 20 of the LA Kings went to the game. It was LA Kings night at the ballpark. Kopitar threw out the first pitch. It was an awesome night. They're cheering on the Dodgers, obviously, as once again, the Dodgers are looking to go back to back. But they, of course, did it now because training camp is right around the corner. Training camp is starting very soon. And it's the question of, what are you most excited for this season? What are you most excited for? Are you excited for the young guys to emerge? Are you excited for Quentin Byfield, Alex Turcotte, Arthur Kaliev, Rasmus Kapari, stuff like that, guys to emerge like that? Or what are you excited for? Are you excited for the fact that this is a team posed for a playoff spot now in a weak division? Like, this is a weak division. A weak division. And this is a new Kings team, a new era, with a team that's bound for the playoffs. Weak division or not, they're bound for the playoffs. Honestly, when you add guys like Deneau and Arvidsson, this is a team that's bound for the playoffs. So who are you most excited to see this season? And also, out of the new guys, who are you most excited for? Deneau, Arvidsson, or Edler? Who are you most excited for? And also, who's on the hot seat? Who's someone that's not going to make the lineup? Or is Todd McClellan on the hot seat? A lot of times when a team rebuilds, like Todd McClellan has took teams deep in the playoffs before, but a lot of times a team signs a coach or manager for the rebuilding process, and then they change coaches. Is that something the Kings could do this season if they have a bad start, if they're not playing well? Do you expect Anze Kopitar to show any signs of aging? Or do you expect him to keep playing at the level he has played at his whole career? Are we going to see the same Drew Doughty we did last year? Because last year's Drew Doughty was a Doughty we hadn't seen in a few years. It hasn't. So can he keep that up? It's going to be a very, very interesting year for the LA Kings. It absolutely is. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. I wonder, I'm going to look up at the DraftKings Sportsbook if there's some futures favorites for the LA Kings, like what the odds are of Quinton Byfield winning the Calder Trophy for Rookie of the Year. I wonder what those odds are. I guess I'm going to have to look that up because Quinton Byfield could win Rookie of the Year. And again, like, it's a strange kind of rookie class this year because four of the top five draft picks from this draft, like this year's draft, the 2021 draft, are going back to Michigan to play. So the Calder is kind of wide open. It's a very interesting, it's could be a very, very interesting race. A very, very interesting race. And you know, training camp's just starting. There's a lot of players still unsigned. There's a lot of RFAs still unsigned. Are those going to get done in the next week? And also, some injuries are happening already. I was just on Hockey Hotbed with Nick Berlansky. I believe it's coming out next week. And we talked about how Jeff Carter, who got traded, obviously, from the Kings to the Penguins last season, he's currently their first-line center. That's not great. I know we all love Jeff Carter here in L.A. It's not great. Like, you wouldn't be happy if he was our first-line center. He's currently Pittsburgh's first-line center because both Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin are hurt. That's not good. That's not a good start to the season. That's not the start to the season you want. That's going to hurt. There's, like, there's a few things around the NHL like that. And, of course, like, just going around the NHL, it's going to be really exciting and interesting to see how Seattle does. Seattle, their first season in the league, it's going to be very interesting to see how they come out and play. Because I think everyone believes that their offseason was kind of underwhelming. Their first offseason, the expansion draft, free agency, it was all kind of underwhelming. They made a big splash in Philip Grubauer in offseason, and it was kind of like, okay. But like they don't have much offense. They're a team that isn't going to try to score many goals, that's for sure. They're a defensive first team. But again, this is a weak Pacific division. Who knows what's going to happen? Like, it is a weak division. You look at it, it's not good. It's not a very good division. There's going to be a lot of surprises around the league, I think. Like, I think people don't realize how good Philly is going to be this season. I think Philadelphia is going to be really good. I think they had a great offseason. I think Florida is still going to be really good. I really do. Could Tampa take a step back, finally? They're still going to be very good, but they did lose some guys as well. I think the New York Rangers are a really interesting team. I think they could take a big step this season with Lafreniere and just bringing in guys. People kind of bitched about the Barkley Goodrow contract, and yeah, it's too long, but I really like Barkley Goodrow as a player. I really do. He can score. He brings tenacity to a team. I did not mind that at all. I really didn't mind that signing for the Rangers at all. Support for this week's episode is brought to you by DraftKings. Week one may be over, but this season's just getting started at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up because you don't want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any week two game to receive $200 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet in your state, DraftKings will still have huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Indiana. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. And like I said, there's a lot of free agents still out there, especially restricted free agents still out there that aren't signed yet. And there's the two big question marks in Vancouver. Quinn Hughes and Elias Pettersson, are they going to get signed before training camp? And also the other big one is Kaprizov in Minnesota. Could he resign or is he going to play in the KHL? It's all very, very interesting what could happen. It's very interesting what is going to happen this season. It is. It just is. It's, you say that about every season, but there's a lot of, how should I put this? A lot of unknown, I guess. There's a lot of, we don't really know what's going to happen with a lot of teams. There are people say that Ottawa is going to be on the rise. I don't really think so. That's a team I don't think they're going to be on the rise. I think they're going to keep struggling, especially because they haven't signed Brady Tkachuk yet, and apparently he's not happy that he hasn't been signed yet. He's frustrated. That's not a good sign when your players have, when the rumors out there that your players are frustrated, that's not a good sign at all. At all, that's not a good sign. Those are just a few examples of things I'm interested in that, like, all these signings could happen within the next week. RFAs want to get signed before the training camp starts. And training camp starts next week. So there could be a lot of hockey news coming in the next week. Because there's a lot of exciting things coming up. Like training camp starts and people want to get their signings done. And players want to be there for training camp. So there could be a lot of hockey news coming out this week. A lot of hockey news. Let's shift gears for a second here, as we will have to mention quickly. I'm not a fan of them, but the LA team, so we should talk about them. As the Los Angeles Rams 1-0 to start the football season. Yes, week one is over. We are in full swing in football season, and Matthew Stafford looks reborn as an LA Ram. He looks reborn as an LA Ram as the Rams beat Chicago in week one, 34-14. Stafford looked great in the game. He looked awesome. He looked like he belonged. He did. And it was, again, I'm not a Rams fan, but we're the LA podcast, so we should be talking about it a little bit. The Rams played well. And of course, I don't like the Rams when I'm talking about the Rams just because I love football and I'm leading off with the Rams because they're the LA team. You guys know I've brought it up before. I'm a massive Patriots fan and still a massive Tom Brady fan despite the fact that he left. I'm not going to change my fandom just because he left. Brady's the GOAT. And another amazing last-minute comeback for him. That was insane. He's so surgical with that. It's crazy. It's crazy. Of course, my Patriots lost in week one. Bad turnover late by Damian Harris, but you know, that's okay. That's okay. Mac Jones played great in the game. Mac Jones played awesome in the game. And then, of course, what a crazy Monday Nighter that was between Baltimore and Las Vegas. Crazy game. Absolutely insane, crazy game by those two teams. It was a very interesting week one in the NFL. Of course, there are some things that you can't really gauge in week one. Like Philly, the Eagles played awesome in week one, and I know Eagles fans are going nuts. They also played Atlanta. Atlanta stinks. They are so bad. They're so bad. And also a very interesting game between Cleveland and the Chiefs. Of course, Cleveland is good now. And of course, the Chiefs have Mahomes. That was a very good game back and forth like that. That was a very, very good game. Kansas City coming back from being down most of the game in that game. That was a crazy, entertaining game as well. Like, people go nuts for the NFL. And it was so nice to have it back this weekend and be able to talk about it and actually watch the NFL again. I will say, I hate the number change. Can't stand it. The number should have stayed the same. I can't stand that. I wish the numbers could go back to normal. I really wish they could because I don't like this new number change at all. I really don't. It sucks. I'm sorry. It sucks. It's not good. It's not good. Not a good number. I always thought like it was kind of weird that the numbers were kind of made the way they were, like set the way they were in the NFL. But then I kind of thought, like, it is what it is. You get used to it. And now I get it. Because it looks so weird seeing running backs and wide receivers wear single-digit numbers. Except for, it's really weird to see that. The rule was that 0 to 19 was for quarterbacks, and now it's not. And it is strange to see. It is very strange to see. Like, Leonard Fournette of Tampa should not be wearing number 7. He should be wearing his number 22. Like, it is very strange to see, that's for sure. It's different. And I get that the players like it, obviously, but it is very different. Very, very different. But, you know, it's just really nice to have the NFL back, and it's really nice to have everything back that we're getting right now. Like I said earlier, NFLs has started. The MLB playoffs are in full swing. Sorry, MLB, road to the playoffs is in full swing. Playoffs start of October, but this is an exciting last 3 weeks. The Dodgers just clinched their playoff spot, but this is an exciting end of the season for that. By the way, shout out Max Scherzer, career strikeout, number 3,000 the other day. Shout out him. That was very cool. Very awesome moment to see right there. And of course, hockey is right around the corner. Training camp starts next week for your LA Kings. So much to discuss. So much to talk about. It's exciting. I'm very excited to see everything that's going to happen with the Kings this season. We're going to break it all down here at the Kings Den. And with all that being said, that is it for this episode of the Kings Den, episode 143. As always, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and review to not only the Kings Den, but every other podcast around the Hockey Podcast Network. Everyone is just killing it. Everyone is doing so well. And also, I like to shout out guys around the network. And of course, I shout out Ish and Dylan all the time. But I got to shout out Nick Berlansky. So Nick Berlansky and Horwat, they've hosted Tip of the Iceberg, the Pittsburgh Penguins podcast, since the network started. Now, Berlansky, he's still co-host of Tip of the Iceberg, but he also does a podcast for the network called Hockey Hotbed, where he just talks about everything around the league. And I've joined him for a conversation. That episode is coming out next Tuesday, the 21st, all about the LA Kings. So go check that out next week. It was a lot of fun recording it with him. It always is. So go check that out as well. And of course, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Kings Den THPN. And of course, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Cunningham Jordy. And of course, we are presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. So don't forget to follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter and Instagram at HockeyPodNet, or just search the Hockey Podcast Network on Facebook and on YouTube for all the coverage around the network, because everyone is just killing it, doing so well, and getting excited for another season. And with all that being said, I hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we will talk to you next time for episode 144 of the Kings Den.